It's 17 minutes to 7 on Breakfast, and Matt Bevan joins us now with what's making news around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. Two big stories in the US this morning, one about nuclear weapons and one about ethics in the White House. Why don't we start with nuclear weapons, shall we?
Why not?
Seems slightly
go
more
for
important.
For the big blast, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So remember when Donald Trump apparently told Malcolm Turnbull that the phone call with him was the worst one he'd had that day? One of the other phone calls President Trump made that day was to Vladimir Putin. Now, Reuters is reporting this morning in an exclusive report on leaked details of that call with the Russian president. Reuters says in the phone call, President Trump denounced the New START treaty between Russia and America, which limits the number of nuclear warheads that Russia and America can build and store. Under the treaty, they have to reduce the number of deployed nuclear warheads to 1,550 each by February next year, so 1 year from now. Vladimir Putin raised the prospect in the phone call of extending the deadline for this treaty. And the Reuters story says Donald Trump then paused the call to ask his aides what the treaty was. This is despite the fact that in one of the debates with Hillary Clinton, he voiced strong criticism for the treaty, which he incorrectly called the Startup Treaty. It's called the New START Treaty. After he found out what it was, he told President Putin that the treaty was one of several bad deals negotiated by the Obama administration, saying it favoured Russia. During his Senate confirmation hearings, Donald Trump's new Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, said he supported the treaty. This leak comes as Vladimir Kara-Murza, who is a critic of Vladimir Putin, has fallen into a coma with organ failure. His wife thinks he's been poisoned. He has previously claimed to have been poisoned before. Mm. Vladimir Kara-Murza was a close associate of opposition leader Boris Nemtsov, who was murdered in 2015. US Senator John McCain has voiced his outrage at this story.
I think we ought to hold the people responsible, and we know that he's been poisoned for the second time. We know that Boris Nemtsov was murdered in the shadow of the Kremlin. What we need to do is understand Vladimir Putin for what he is, a murderer and a thug. And he has murdered people, and this is just the latest example of the kind of KGB activities that he engages in.
That's Republican Senator John McCain talking about this story about Vladimir Kara-Murza.
It is remarkable, as we heard yesterday. You know, there's still a belief that those old Soviet poison labs are still operating.
Mm, yeah, you can listen to that story on the RN Breakfast website. But in the last hour or so, Fran, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer has been asked by journalist John Gidsey about this story.
Does the administration have any comment about that, or the frustration of Mr. Nadalny, the opponent of President Putin, to get on the ballot as a candidate?
I think our State Department is aware of the situation. We're monitoring it, and I'll leave it at that.
White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer,
I'll leave it at nothing.
We're looking at it. We know about it, is the point he's making there. Now, let's talk about ethics, although I suppose that last story was kind of about ethics too. Yesterday, Fran, we were talking about Ivanka Trump's clothing company. This story relates to a department store called Nordstrom. Now, last week, they dropped Ivanka Trump's clothing line from their online shopping site, saying that their decision to drop it was based on poor sales performance. Donald Trump then weighed in on Twitter, saying, "My daughter Ivanka has been treated so unfairly by Nordstrom. She's a great person, always pushing me to do the right thing. Terrible."
It's unbelievable. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, that the President of the United States would weigh in on his daughter's.
Wrong.
Yeah, well, anyway, Sean Spicer, the White House Press Secretary, was asked about this yesterday.
For someone to take out their concern with his policies on a family member of his is not acceptable, and the President has every right as a father to stand up for them.
Okay, so he's saying he's, as a father, standing up for his daughter. But Kellyanne Conway, one of Donald Trump's chief advisors and his campaign manager during the election campaign, has been on Fox News overnight, and I don't think she can use the same excuse for her comments about Ivanka Trump.
You asked about Ivanka. I visited with her yesterday. You know, this is a very successful businesswoman twice. Obviously, she's stepped away from it now, but in the past, she's helped to run her family's real estate empire. And on the side, she developed another fully, unbelievably entrepreneurial, wildly successful business that bears her name.
30
go
seconds.
Buy Ivanka's stuff is what I would say. I'm going to go get some on myself today. This is just, it's a wonderful line. I own some of it. I'm going to give a free commercial here. Go buy it today, everybody. You can find it online.
But you can't give a free commercial when you're the president and it's your daughter and there's family ties and you're in the White House with her. And
Kellyanne Conway there is on the public payroll. She is a White House employee, senior counselor to the president. So she's a federal government employee doing a free ad for the president's daughter's clothing company on the television, on Fox News. Now, here's, you know, obviously there a lot of people have some thoughts about this. Here's Obama's chief ethics advisor, Norman Eisen, speaking to MSNBC this morning.
And I'm going to say something that's seldom heard on television. 5 CFR 2635 702. That is the federal Code of Federal Regulations that prevents government employees from using their public office, she was speaking in her public capacity, to benefit private parties for private gain. In this case, she was doing an advertisement for Ivanka Trump's products. It is contrary to federal law.
That's Norman Eisen, who was President Obama's chief ethics advisor, speaking to MSNBC there. Now, I can tell you, Fran, that in the last hour or so, the White House has said that advisor Kellyanne Conway has been counselled after her comment about Ivanka Trump's products. So there you go.
But not counselled by the president, I'll bet. Matt, thank you very much.
Cheers, Fran.
Matt Bevan, you're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 10 minutes to 7.